Welcome to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and this is show number 392 for June of 2018. Well, I want to welcome the listeners and thank you for joining us here on the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And if you're a new listener interested in the travel business, or maybe an old-timer in the travel business, I'm glad you stopped by. So to give us a listen, and we hope we can help expand your knowledge on suppliers and whatever. So again, thank you. Now you can find the website at hometravelagent.net. That's hometravelagent.net. And on the website, you'll find all the past episodes, at least going back 8 years, I think. We've been around since 2005. So we have a lot of episodes out there, but the hometravelagent.net website will provide you with a lot of the information about our past shows, and actually you can listen to them as well. There's a player on the website. So stop by there, take a look, and give it a listen. Also, if you're on the website, you can subscribe to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show newsletter, and actually what that is are the show notes. And you will get the show notes in your email, as well as a link to the most recent podcast, which we do on a monthly basis. So check that out. Subscribe to the newsletter. And we don't spam your inbox. We just send you the show notes. And what we rarely do, and I can't even think the last time that we did this, we might send you information about the Home-Based Travel Agent Show in case we miss an episode or something, which we haven't done for a while, long while. So anyhow, check out the newsletter when you go to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show at hometravelagent.net. Now, we are an affiliate member of NACTA, the National Association of Career Travel Agents. And NACTA is an organization that will provide you a lot of support, so I encourage you to go over to NACTA, NACTA.com, and check that website out and see if NACTA is good for you. Now, if you want to drop me an email, which I really appreciate, and maybe make a comment about the show, maybe a suggestion on what we can do better, that's always appreciated, and we do answer our emails. So you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Now, in today's show, which we're going to get to right here shortly because it goes a little bit long, we're going to talk about expeditions, and expeditions may be a good area for you to specialize in. These expeditions are really bucket list expeditions, and you're going to learn all about them coming up. So without further ado, what I want to do is switch right into the interview portion of the show. So here we go. Welcome everyone to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and we are in the interview portion of the show and glad to have you back again. And we're counting on better audio this time around because I did make some changes, spent some money, and hopefully the audio is much better than our last podcast. And I have to apologize to Catherine Heeg, but it was such a good interview that we had with her. I still wanted to put the show out there, and I did, but I knew something had to change. So hopefully this is a better arrangement. Anyhow, I want to welcome our guest, and Lorraine's going to introduce our guest for us, and Lorraine's with us today. We were able to connect with her, and so I'm going to let Lorraine take it away.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, there never seems to fail. When we do a tech interview, the topic is tech, not just travel agents. When we do a topic of travel agent tech, we have tech issues. I couldn't barely even get on the call last time. So it's just, oh yeah, we have a tech interview today. Of course we have tech issues. So today we do not have a tech issue. We do not have a topic of technology. We have a destination and a product and a supplier topic. So the recording is going to go flawless, which is wonderful. We have Rebecca Stacy on the line. She's the BDM for the entire West U.S. and Canada. So those of you who know what the West is, it's pretty big. Pretty big territory. She's the BDM for Seagram Expeditions and International Expeditions. And she is a new BDM and how I connected with her. And I will turn the reins over in just a moment. Has got an email introducing her as the new BDM. And I, silly me, reached out saying, hey, hey, welcome to the family, because I'm the co-director of the San Francisco NACTA chapter. I wanted to welcome her. I wanted her to come and be one of our guest speakers at some point in time. And boom, guess what? She is our July NACTA SFBA chapter guest, and she's on our show already. So it's been awesome. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. But Rebecca, I am going to turn the reins over to you. I am looking so forward to hearing your story, how you got in the industry, what your company does with travel agents, and just I'll be quiet now. Come speak.
Well, thank you so much for the introduction, Lorraine and Barry. Thank you guys for having me on your podcast. Wow, I still can't believe you guys have been doing this since 2005. That's amazing. So like you mentioned, I am the business development manager for Zagram Expeditions and International Expeditions. My territory is about 20 states in the West and half of Canada, so Western Canada. So I cover a lot of ground, but I started about 2 months ago, and I'm super excited to have the opportunity to talk to you guys about the wonderful products and the destinations that we go to. But first, I guess a little bit about how I got into the travel industry and some background on myself. So growing up, my father, he didn't actually work in the travel industry, but he worked for NBC and he traveled a lot for business. So although I didn't get to go with him, he would often come back from all of these places. He would often do the Olympics. So he was going to Sydney and Torino, and he would do Wimbledon, and he was going to all these cities, and he'd come back and bring me back a keychain and show me pictures. And I just fell in love with the idea of travel and all of these destinations that looked nothing like where I was being raised in the suburbs of LA. So one of the things he always mentioned, though, was, you know, I get to travel and see the world because my job gives me the opportunity to do it. And, you know, if you really want to start going out there and traveling, you know, why don't you find a job that will help you do that, or a job in travel? So a little over 10 years ago, I applied for Princess Cruises and Cunard. They share the same offices and stuff. And I wound up working for Cunard in their reservations department for a few years. From there, I actually started working for Viking River Cruises, and I got some experience working in their customer service department, working with travel agents in their group department. And finally, I worked in their inside sales department, helping their field reps, so their directors of business development out there, helping travel agents. So I was sort of their inside support. And that's where I got my first real taste of the travel agent community, and what a wonderful long-term career you could have in the travel industry. You know, I was always amazed when I would meet different veterans of the industry that had been doing it for 20 plus years and everything. And so when I left LA, I moved to Las Vegas, where I'm based now. Like we talked about earlier, it's a nice, about 100 plus degrees today. So I came to Las Vegas, and there's, you know, as one can imagine, not a lot of cruise companies out here. And I decided to become a travel agent. I loved working with travel agents before. I thought it was really important to sort of be in their shoes and everything, and gain that experience as well. And I thought it'd be really, really fun to sort of just see what being a travel agent was like. I had this passion for travel. And so I spent a few years as a frontline travel agent at a brick and mortar agency here in Las Vegas. I wanted to travel. I found this career that I absolutely love in the travel industry, but I think I was truly bit by the travel bug. About maybe it was 7 years ago now, when I was working for Viking, I had the opportunity to take one of their river cruises, and I chose Russia. And unfortunately, none of my friends at the time, being in my early 20s, could just drop everything and go to Russia with me for 2 weeks. So I wound up going alone because I just, Russia was always a magical place in my head and I always wanted to go. So I went there. I spent two amazing, life-changing weeks doing a river cruise from Moscow to St. Petersburg. Actually, I went from St. Petersburg to Moscow. And at the end, you know, you spend the last few days in Moscow, and I took the metro by myself because there was a couple of things I wanted to do and sort of explore. And I just realized, you know, waiting for the metro to come and everything, that this was amazing. Traveling to different cultures, seeing things that I'd never seen before in person, meeting different people, eating the food, it really transformed my life and the direction of my career. So that's sort of how I got into the travel industry, why I love it, and a little bit of the background of my career so far. And like I mentioned, I came to Zagreb and International Expeditions about 2 months ago. I was looking at really finding a company that aligned with the passions that I had with traveling and my core values, and I wanted to help the travel agent community. So it seems to be a very great fit for myself. Yeah.
Well, that is totally awesome. So in your position, do you have the opportunity to interface with travel agents much? Are you going to be scheduling visits, trade shows, luncheons? I know you have that's right. A luncheon day to be in San Francisco, where the weather will be much nicer on July 19th.
I definitely have training schedules. I think one of the most awesome things about working in the travel industry, especially in this day and age, is just the technology and how much that's opened up the ability to work with travel agents. I mean, I'm a little young in the industry, so fortunately I never had to write tickets or rely on fax machines or mail to communicate. But I'm here and available to essentially help any travel agent in the Western United States or Western Canada to help grow their expedition travel business and their adventure travel business. So whether that be through in-person trainings, lunch trainings, we'll be attending trade shows. We do work with Virtuoso and Signature Consortia agencies, so we will be at their trade shows. I'm here to help travel agents sell more Zagreb and International Expeditions. That's basically my sole job. So whether it be just through communicating over phone calls, through Skype calls, or in-person trainings, you know, that's basically my job, is to help educate travel agents in any way that will help their business grow their business and really get into this new niche, which is, I feel like there's a lot of buzz in the travel industry about expedition travel and adventure travel specifically is sort of the next hot thing and stuff. So I'm here to support agents as they learn that and as they grow their business.
Now, Rebecca, if a travel agent doesn't happen to be out there in the West, are there business development managers located in the Midwest or East or South? How does that work?
Yeah, well, there will be an East counterpart. They're in the process of hiring them. So, I mean, for right now, I'll give you the contact information at the end of this. But, you know, we're a small company. We're all about trying to help anyone succeed that wants to succeed. So me or my boss, who's the outside sales manager, more than happy to help any agent really anywhere. And even in the future, if you're listening in on this, you can always feel free to contact me and I can direct you to the right person, even if I can't specifically be the one that helps you.
Oh, okay, great.
Well, with that in mind, let's say, for example, you have a travel agent and they're interested in using your product to sell to their client. What steps would you work with someone who to help them qualify to make sure it's a good fit for their client? Because we know as travel agents, I'll speak as one. Oh, that's right, I am one. that I want, my goal is to find a good supplier that I can trust, that I can work with, that when my client comes home happy, they want to work with me again. And I want to be able to keep that supplier in mind for either future trips for this particular client or other clients. So now that in my brain, I think about your product instead of another product. How do you work with clients and get travel agents to keep you in mind so they qualify properly?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most important things to just keep in mind as a travel agent is just having an idea of, even if you don't know every specific destination that that supplier goes to, but how they travel, how they put together their product, how their internal departments work. So basically, and we'll get into more details of where we go in the adventure and the travel style in general, but it's really important for me to educate travel agents on the fact that expedition travel and adventure travel is really about taking the clients above and beyond the normal scope of just visiting a general destination. So we're taking them in there for deep travel. They're going to be going to ports and cities that may not be familiar. They may be familiar with the country and everything, but they're not going to always be familiar with the tiny little areas that we visit. So I think it's all about finding, if you're a travel agent, the client that is comfortable with traveling, they're comfortable with being a little bit outside of their comfort zone, and they're ready to take the next step. They may love Europe. They may love, you know, understanding the culture more, seeing the sights and everything, but they're trying to go someplace even more different. And I think that same client that absolutely loves the small ship experience, loves really getting into the destination and spending time, it might be time to then talk to them about possibly doing a 9-day luxury Amazon riverboat trip that International Expeditions puts on a really great product all year round. So it's kind of helping identify the type of travelers that you already sell to that are already have a certain level of comfort with being uncomfortable, with knowing that they're going to these new destinations and experiencing something outside of their normal everyday patterns. You know, we're not trying to bring the American style of traveling to that destination. We're trying to bring that destination to the traveler. It's going to be done in a comfortable way. It's going to be done with all the comforts and the luxury and the style that they're used to, but it's going to be focused on the actual destination that they're visiting and really getting a deeper understanding for their culture, the nature, the environment. So one of the things that I think it's really important to do as a BDM is just helping travel agents understand the type of client that they want to be selling to. A lot of these trips that Zagreb and International Expeditions offers are really geared towards that baby boomer that have spent the last 10 plus years, you know, traveling to different ports and you know, they may be familiar with, you know, doing even just FIT products throughout, you know, Spain and throughout Asia and different things like that. But they're wanting to go even further now. They're wanting to go to the Arctic. They're wanting to go maybe not just to Australia, but really go up to the Kimberley Islands of Australia. Oops, sorry. And so one of the things that both Zagreb and International Expeditions does, and we're able to do because we're a small company, is really get to know our travel partners. We have, one of the things I love actually about working for this company is, you know, just the access I have to the program managers, to the people that put together the nitty gritty details of these itineraries and tours, to get small questions answered, to get an idea of why we're doing something a certain way. And I think that communication is really important, especially if you are a travel agent that's starting to sell a new product that you're a little bit unfamiliar with or in a niche that you're a little bit uncomfortable selling. So I really think that the support that we give all the way through the booking process, from the minute you have a client that might be interested, you know, shoot me over an email, give me a call, and we'll see what information we could provide you with so that you're comfortable and your client's comfortable taking that next step. One of the great things about Zagram and International Expeditions too is we have a wide portfolio of different itineraries. So we're going to take you to all seven continents of here, and you know, we're going to do it either by land or by sea and by a small group. So there's always going to be some place for you to suggest a client goes to. So when you find that type of traveler, that's great for an adventure travel or an expedition travel product. You're going to be able to offer them, knowing that you're comfortable with the Zagram style of traveling or the international expedition style of traveling, you'll be able to offer them a lot of different places to go. So you don't have to worry about, oh, where they're going to go next year. Are they going to want to do something, you know, they're going to run out of places to go visit. I mean, that just doesn't really happen with our product line.
That was really helpful. So what would you say your experience has been so far that you're finding is there a pattern that travel agents are coming in, what things are looking for? Are they looking for ideas for you? Are they coming in with a destination in mind already?
A lot of times, I'll focus on the Zagram product first, actually, because this is where they sort of differ a bit. So what makes Zagram Expeditions and their itineraries really special is the fact that these are true bucket list expedition trips. So you'll see when you flip through the brochure, you go through the website, these are going to be trips that, one, they don't repeat themselves. So every year, about 80% of these trips are completely different and reworked, and they may go to some of the same destinations, but the experience is going to be different. So the client that is looking for a Zagram trip, a lot of times they may not know exactly where they want to go, but they know that they've done a lot of things that their friends have done, and they want to do something different. I mean, those trips are the ultimate bragging right trips is what I like to say. They're, like I said, they're going to be going to completely different ports and different cities and experience a destination in a different way. Every year, the operations team, they spend all year trying to figure out where they should be going next year, what they should be doing, taking in feedback that we get from, you know, the trips that we have going on. But so like you may be going to Japan, but we're going to take you up to the Hokkaido area, or you're going to, the snow cranes are extremely popular stuff. So the Zagram trips are really, and the clients that I think, or the travel agents that can identify their client for the Zagram trip, they tend to be a little bit less, I want to go to a destination, and more, I want to experience something amazing and completely different than what I thought I could do, and, you know, completely different than what the normal things my friends do. They're definitely a little bit longer. They're 2 to 3 weeks. So they are very attractive to retirees and baby boomers that, like I mentioned, they started off cruising. They may have gone to river cruising or small group travel, but they're really looking to now up their game and go somewhere even more different and even more unique that lesser people have traveled to. Now with international expeditions, it still is focused on eco travel and really getting new into the destination, but we have some more core products. So we'll go to the Galapagos Islands about pretty much all year round, as well as the Amazon. They also do your typical safaris and Machu Picchu and South America trips. So because they tend to go on more repeated dates, it's a little bit easier to sort of identify the client that would take the product, and then you have multiple dates to offer. So I feel like it's a little bit more of a step when you have clients or families, because the Galapagos and the Amazon can be great family products, especially when you have the older grandchildren and multi-generational families. To sort of present them with an idea of another way to travel, but it's a little bit less, I don't want to make it sound bad, but with the extra dates and everything, it's a bit easier to sell and to sort of understand the destination types, the ships, get an idea and a feel for the itineraries. Whereas with Zagram, you're looking for that client that can go during that one date, that bucket list itinerary is traveling on, where there's only going to be, you know, 10 people on a land tour, or maybe 100 people on a ship. It's about matching sort of the clients that you have and their ability to travel and their travel style with the two different adventure and expedition travel brands.
Well, and that's good. And I see by your website, you've got them pretty separated out. It makes it, your website's easy to read.
Yeah. And I mean, they are sister companies, technically. They have offices in both Alabama and Seattle, but we all collaborate very closely in terms of working together on the back end of things and everything. So when you call International Expeditions, you're generally talking to somebody in Alabama. When you call Zagram, you're talking to someone in Seattle. They're two different phone numbers, but they're both companies under the Traveltopia umbrella. So we're able to sort of work off of other resources, like so common in the travel industry. Everyone's under some umbrella.
Exactly. Now, do you offer your clients, like if they have traveled with one of your companies, a discount the next time they travel with the other, or they can actually considered separate?
As of now, they're considered separate. I know because both products are very similar in the types of clients they attract. I believe it's something that they're looking into, but as far as I'm aware, the loyalty programs do sort of act separately.
Okay. I'm just asking because some cruise lines, they're, even though, let's just say hypothetically, one cruise line owns a huge majority of the other cruise lines, but they still don't get a repeat visitor discount, which is always kind of weird. But
yeah.
Because the money all goes in the same pocket. Now, do you yourself, as a woman who has travel experience, have a destination that's close to your heart?
Just out of any destination in the world, or?
Yes. I know that as a representative for your company, quote, you're not allowed to have any favorite children. Ha! But there are places that really we either strive to be able to go to one day because it's a bucket list item, or we've been there and you, anytime you're with a friend, you go, oh my God, you got to go to this place.
I have a couple of answers. obviously, Russia will always hold like a super special place in my heart, just because I really feel like that moment was where I caught the travel bug. It was pretty much amazing. I will say I'm somebody that has traveled a lot throughout Europe and Asia. I've taken quite a few cruises and different things like that, but it wasn't until in the last couple of years when I actually did some things in the US. I went to Anchorage, did a lot of hiking there. I had a friend that lived there for a while, so I visited her and I did the Grand Canyon. And that's when I sort of realized how much I was always going to these cities, and I was very focused on visiting these big cities that I heard about growing up. But being in places that were just beautiful and scenic and where nature really took over, really, really sort of moved me in a different way. And I think that's probably also why I'm here with an expedition and adventure travel company. So I really want to go, I really want to do a safari, I think, in the future. So that's my true bucket list item, I think. It was something that I don't think really interested me previously. And I didn't think I was going to be interested in it as much as sort of the city traveling that I love to do. But that's my next bucket list item, I think. And of course, the Amazon. I'm a little afraid of spiders, so we'll see how that goes.
That could be interesting, yes.
I know. I'm working on slowly getting over my fears. But the more that I learn about International Expeditions, I mean, they've been doing the Amazon for 30 plus years, that the more interested and intrigued I really get in the product. And you know, when I hear about the fresh fruit that they pick up from, you know, along the way and everything, it just seems like a really amazing experience. And I think I'm all about sort of being uncomfortable, and that might be a really fun place in the Amazon to be uncomfortable in.
You know, Rebecca, you started in this direction, and I think I want to pick up on it. So what is it that makes these cruises and tours unique? You talk about it probably taking a deeper dive into the culture, or, you know, what is it that really makes these unique apart from other maybe small ship cruises or whatever?
Yeah. So both companies, Zegram and International Expeditions, they were founded by people that were very passionate about traveling. Zegram and IE both have some of their co-founders still involved. And so what has been really core to their products and what really makes them stand out is the attention to the experience. So we want you to be on a nice ship. We want you to stay in, you know, nice hotels, but we want you to be surrounded by the best guides and the best naturalists and ornithologists and these expedition leaders that really live and breathe and love the destinations that they're leading. It's fascinating because when you go to the Zegram Expeditions website, for instance, you can search by expedition leaders, and we will have guests that, you know, Zegram has a 70% repeat guest rate. So I think that's also another important thing for travel agents to know. I mean, when you get a guest on a Zegram expedition, they're going to want to take another one. And because the destinations are changing every year, they're always going to have a new place to go. But the people that guide them, the people that educate them, the ones that are there to help them really understand why they're going to these destinations, what's important about them, what made them culturally and historically important, the environment, the ecosystem, that is what really sets both suppliers, I think, apart from some of the other companies and some of the other ideas, or some of the other new companies, I should say, out there that are getting into the adventure travel and expedition travel market. I mean, Zegram and International Expeditions, they were founded as an expedition travel company. It's sort of in the blood of everybody that works for both companies. And they're all very proud to continue to have those standards and to really take guests, you know, deeper into traveling and to make them see different places of the world and appreciate it for what it is.
And one of the things that I really appreciate about your website is that it's actually easy to find the travel agent page. Yay!
I'll make sure marketing knows that, because I'm sure they'll
always let them know. Because sometimes, you know, to keep clients kind of out of our business portion of it, because, you know, you've got people who want to click here, click there, and go, what? There's a commission? I'm a travel agent. Well, no, honey, you're not. you know, but there is an area that is exclusive for us, and I love that you actually say, what's your IATA number? Who's your consortium? Thank you. To make sure that these people on this site are actually sellers of travel, not just your takers of travel. And this is a business. What I also appreciate is the fact that it has your photo on there with your name and a phone number.
Yes, we want to be easily accessible. I mean, like I mentioned earlier on, my job is to help travel agents succeed and sell Zegram and International Expeditions. And if it's hard to find me, then that just makes it one step harder to do.
Exactly. So what I encourage our listeners to do is to go to the Zegram and the International Expeditions website, look for an area that says travel consultants. And so, Rebecca, when they log in, how do they know which BDM is theirs? When they're filling out the form, does it ask for, like, for example, if you put in that you're in California, will you automatically be contacted? How does that work?
Yeah, we get notified if they fill out like a request for a brochure or they sign up for information, just through our system. We'll get notified basically when a new travel agent signs up, if they haven't booked Zagram or international expeditions before. They can also, like I said, just feel free to email me or give me a phone call. And if they need help signing up or they just want to check anything as well. But we do get notified, and like I mentioned, we're still hiring somebody on the East, but we're very open because we know that we're a small sales team to just making sure everybody succeeds. So, you know, I'm not going to ignore you if you live in New York and somehow you stumbled upon my information. We'll make sure that somebody helps you and someone gets back to you. And one of the things that you mentioned earlier, Lorraine, about just making sure the travel agents we work with are qualified and, you know, they're interested in actually growing their business and selling, you know, that's something that's important to us. You know, we want success and we want to make sure that we're all using our time wisely. So even when, as a small company, you can imagine it's a little bit harder to have tens of travel agent rates and things like that, but we do have them and stuff. So it's important to us to give travel agents the opportunity to experience our products when possible, as well as making sure that when you do that, you know, your investment in the product and is not wasted. So we make sure that we set up an action plan on how you're going to market your experience. We definitely help out with any co-branding. One of the things that I really love about both websites is, you know, sometimes it can be really difficult to get destination information or get more itinerary information. And we have these great PDFs or different e-booklets and stuff on destinations and itineraries and things that agents can download, or they can, again, just ask me for the information. We can help brand it with their information so they can pass it on to their clients. We really are open to whatever is going to help that agent succeed. And, you know, there's so many different business models for travel agents these days and different focuses and stuff like that. So maybe one thing will work and you don't need all the other noise. And we want to make sure that I want to make sure that I'm working with you on what's going to be best for helping you sell without trying to overwhelm you with a lot of unnecessary things as well.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Barry, do you have any further questions for Rebecca before we sign off?
Yeah, probably just a simple one, and I'm sure we'll cover this again here at another time as well before we end the podcast, but I want to make sure that people know how you spell Zagram.
Oh, yes. It is spelled Zegram. And one of the things is that Zagram was picked because it's the co-founder's initials, essentially. So it wasn't necessarily picked as a name because it was the easiest name to pronounce. So it's definitely a question I get all the time.
Okay. And then the other website is pretty easy. It's IE Travel for International Expeditions Travel. So so that the people listening know how to find it and what we're talking about. But another thing too is that if you're listening, you can always go to the show notes and we'll have links to both websites and other information that we might talk about here on the show. So that's the easy way, but just in case you're listening and you're wondering and you want to check it out on the website as soon as possible, that's how you spell it.
Yep.
That's awesome. So Rebecca, what would be the best way for people to get a hold of you? Do you prefer people, and give all this information, I'm just kind of leading you into it, you know, your email, website, does Zagram have a Facebook group? What's a good method for them to be in touch with you?
Yeah, well, we're working on a Facebook group, so hopefully we'll have that soon. But right now they can email me. My email is my first name, Rebecca, Rebecca, period, Stacey, Stacey. It's at thlnas.com. I know we're not making it easy to remember these some of these names and spellings. And then you could also reach me at 702-981-1431. Yeah, those are probably the two best ways to get a hold of me at this time.
Okay, Right. And also, if you're looking at their websites, if you scroll down to the right-hand side, there is an area with a link that says travel consultants. And ta-da! Rebecca's
yes.
is right on there with her phone number and email.
Yes, and that'll be updated with
the
Easter.
That down. Barry, how do our listeners get a hold of you?
Well, they can always reach me at Barry@hometravelagent.net, and that's B-A-R-R-Y at hometravelagent.net. And I'm on Facebook at HBTAS, well, shoot, I missed the first part, facebook.com/HBTAS, and that's the initials for the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And, you know, a lot of people have jumped on our page there, and I really appreciate it. We've got a lot of likes and people joining up on that site. So feel free to stop by there and check it out. So, and Lorraine, how do they get a hold of you?
If you'd like to email me, which is the easiest way, my email is sharptongued@mac.com. That's sharptongued@mac.com, because my business name is Sharp Tongue Consulting. And you can always reach me on Facebook. The normal everyday Lorene is L-O-R-E-N-E-R is my account name. As Rebecca knows, because I noticed she found me this morning. And also my business page, which is all about business. It's Sharp Tongue Consultants on Facebook. Just for other agents to know, if you see my real person page, it talks a lot about things that I do, fun things here in Windsor, California, Sonoma County, and just good life in general. My Facebook page for my work will be about travel and destinations and that sort of thing. I do not have one of those woo-hoo, you can, you know, click on this link down and get a Caribbean carnival cruise for $6.99. No, that's not how I do my business. I want my clients to invest money in their vacation. I don't want my clients to get a cheap vacation and then have remorse at the end because they have been upsold at the end. They need to go in knowing this is going to be a good vacation, and you can't get them cheap. There is no cheap. So I want to thank everybody for being here. Rebecca, thank you for taking the plunge and being on our podcast with us. It was awesome. I think I'll speak for Barry as well as myself that we would love to have you back on when you've been with the company a little longer and you have some more adventures to tell us.
Definitely. Maybe if I do the Amazon when I come back, I'll let you know how the spiders go.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah.
I would love that. I have not been to Amazon or had anybody ask. So, you know, maybe we can do a destination theme and have you talk about.
I think we could do a spider eco tour.
My friends that listen to this are like going to think I'm crazy because they know how scared I am. We'll see how it goes.
There you go. Absolutely. And I'll thank you in advance because I know you're going to be at our July 19th NACTA meeting for the San Francisco Bay Area chapter members. So I will also be posting this on our NACTA site. So let's, you know, Barry and I's goal are to train people to educate travel agents on different suppliers. And, you know, that's what this is about. So you're a good representation of what type of person we have to work with. So thank you. Thank you, Barry. We will connect next month.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Rebecca.
Well, thank you, Rebecca, and thank you for a great interview. And we do look forward to having you back here in the future and talking about your Amazon expedition. So that will be very interesting, I'm sure, and hopefully the spiders don't make their appearance for you. And I want to thank Lorene for being the co-host, and we're happy to have her on board, and we look forward to next month, so July of 2018, the next podcast. So I want to mention here that When we have guests on our show, such as Rebecca, we take no compensation for having those guests on the show. Lorreen and I do produce the show on our own, and all the expenses of the show are borne by me. So that's what happens, and we're happy to do this show. We've been doing it for a long time, and we hope you enjoy it, and we hope you can provide us some feedback, and you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Once again, thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have a good summer, and we will be back next month in July 2018. So until then, everybody, take care, stay healthy, and travel safe. Bye-bye for now.